This is a quote from Does Capitalism Have a Future? Craig Calhoun's piece, What Threatens Capitalism Now? Quote, capitalism has flourished and secured widespread legitimacy on the basis of institutions and social relations that have been damaged in recent decades. Its renewal will depend on their renewal. Unquote. And hence Christine Lagarde, right? And she's just one, the latest in a whole line of them. And every time I read something like that, it's like, well, why are we trying to save something that's caused so much devastation to the planet and our bodies and our spirits? Isn't it time for we the people to start doing the designing? Considering the question we posed in our last show, isn't the extent of what most of us know in our various states around the globe only what we're told by those various states, none of which will say that peace and the brotherhood of nations, of all nations, is the way we want to be? And let's take that in. This is a thought that every state suppresses, perhaps the exception of Venezuela. I know Hugo Chavez was trying to create a regional counterweight to the power of the global state, that state, global state in the form of the world market. But peace and the brotherhood of all nations is what we want. Every state suppresses that truth that we wanted, that feeling, that knowing. That's what we want to be, and that is the only way we can get free. And it is our due, by right of our status as life, our earth-given gift, as freedom is inherent in us. Is it not so that the truth is systematically denied us? Rather, what are the messages we're indoctrinated with? We are workers and advanced. We support development. We will hurry to obey when power commands us to treat our common earth like trash. And for each child, we'll demand that it have an equal chance to betray its brothers and sisters and good fellowship, and on bended knee pretend to want to be just like them. The philosopher king, global statesmen, our so-called masters. Of course the power guys, the statesmen, are not going to let go of capitalism, not when it gives such yeoman service. Standing broad and thick between us and it, making certain our sight is obscured, deterring us from claiming the honest world we deserve. Capitalism is the only thing that keeps us from seeing them clearly, and so moving past them, through them, around them, because otherwise we'd see they are but shadows of we, the people. Shadows of us, as Kropotkin told us. They stand in our light. The thoughts power gives us are designed to procure for them our obedience. The issue has been and will ever be for power while class breathes our obedience, which is why all Plato's tribe, whatever their official discipline, all end up sounding like Bentham when they say they're trying to save capitalism. Hegel was the fertilizer, as we learned last week from Karl Popper. Hegel was the fertilizer for modern totalitarianism, but Bentham's the gardener. He provides the raison d'être. He provides, as Plato did, power's purpose, the why of it, the necessary legitimization. For without a sense of legitimacy, how con the youth? And if the youth aren't conned, how pass the vision on?